everyone, welcome to Pod Bangtan, where we watch Run BTS and talk about it after. This week we are watching episode 10, the Run BTS season 1 finale.
Woo, we did it. We watched a whole season.
I mean, I actually have not. You know how I told you I've rewatched all the episodes? I actually haven't seen this one.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad.
Because it's like it's a very, very, very short episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think, given the events of today, I kind of feel like we need to take a moment to appreciate what's happening before we get into the Run BTS episode.
Yes. It's funny that we're on Twitter because Instagram is in chaos right now.
Yeah. I mean, at first I thought it was a spoof. When you messaged me and you were like, they all have their own Instagram profiles. I'm like, oh, you mean those fan ones? Like, they've always been there. And then I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, because they also announced the hiatus today.
Yes, that's true. They're taking a little break before March. To be fair, like, that's not even a long break.
Yeah, no. And we're going to talk today a little bit about, like, their holidays and how crammed they've been in the past. So it's very well-deserved rest over the holiday period.
Yeah, it's really cute. They've been commenting on each other's posts, not to mention Wooga Squad interaction on Instagram.
Yes.
I mean, Choi Woo-sik is his name. His series comes out today. V's on the OST. Park Hyun-sik mentioned it. Like,
so good.
So much interaction. Not to mention, obviously, just a quick side note, Katie, you managed to wake up freakishly early almost every day last week.
Yeah.
To catch all of the PTD live shows.
Yes.
How was it? Was it worth, you know, sacrificing some REM?
Yeah, it was so worth it. I mean, I'm definitely getting old. I definitely felt the effects all week of these early alarms. But I got up and like fully watched day 1 and day 4. And then on days 2 and 3, I set my alarm for 6:30 so I could check in on what was going on so far and see if I could like easily find a live stream and start watching, or if I wanted to go back to bed, which I just went back to bed. But yeah, I did fully watch the streams for day 1 and day 4, and I have to say, I mean, day 4 was like amazing, and obviously I watched it using the official live stream or whatever. But day 1 was so fun to be live streaming with ARMY, like playing whack-a-mole with different live stream feeds, like trying to like keep up with ones that were up, and then like you'd get on somebody's feed and they would just be like screaming so loudly but live streaming. It was so fun. Yeah,
I think that's the bit that's missing for like when we do watch online live streams where it's like kind of official and it's perfected. You don't really get the fan experience.
Yeah.
You just get like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not for you, but towards the end of like watching a lot, and there's so much YouTube clips from all the concerts.
Yeah.
Like, watching it gave me serious FOMO to the point where I'm like, I can't watch this or else I'll be sad that I didn't go.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I didn't feel like I had FOMO because I like watched so much of it.
Yeah.
But I did have PCD for PTD, post-concert depression.
I mean, that happens even with their live stream, like the online shows.
Yeah.
Like, we get serious withdrawal.
Yeah, the worst for me was after Muster this year. Oof.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, great. Yeah, I mean, hopefully our plans to eventually visit Korea will go ahead. I mean, they will be in Korea doing a performance in March. Who knows when?
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. I think Korea seems to be very conservative with their COVID measures.
Yeah.
So who knows? But the other thing I wanted to mention very briefly is that there's I've seen a lot of activity about like how V-men are separated.
Oh, because Jungkook Jin and Jimin have returned to Korea.
Yeah, and V has not.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it would make not it would I would feel more of that separation anxiety for them if JK and Jimin were separated.
Yeah.
But like I get, soulmates, they have a song together,
I
dumpling
mean,
incident. It's not that I obviously feel like they'll all miss each other regardless. It doesn't matter who it is. But I feel like there seems to be like more about the two of them being apart
yeah.
than anything.
But we all saw the Maknae Line V Live after the day one concert. And I don't know, it was pretty clear to me that Jungkook and Jimin hang out.
And actually, this nicely segues into our after show for episode 10, because I think even very early on, we see a little hint of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so coming back to Run BTS, we are watching episode 10, season 1 finale. There's 10 full episodes. Katie, run us through where we are in the BTS timeline.
Sure. So this episode aired on January 5th, 2016. So we're officially in 2016. And it's the first Run BTS episode to not have a title. So that changes it up. And then between episodes 9 and 10, there were only 2 weeks, and that was including Christmas and New Year's Eve and like that holiday period. So there wasn't a lot of content in terms of V Live content. There was a Christmas Eve special, and then BTS had New Year's Eve performances that we'll talk about in a bit. But yeah, I mean, this episode is obviously filmed at the same time as our last three episodes because it's part of this whole like Shumido special.
Yep,
So,
that's right.
yeah. In terms of when it was probably filmed in like late October or early November 2015. And then obviously it was published in January. So, we know from our previous analysis of the Run comeback that they would have been wrapping up promos and music show appearances around this time. They had one more win for Run still to go, and that would be on January 16th. So we're at kind of like the tail end of promo for Run here.
I mean, I feel like seasonally we're kind of watching it in the same time, like obviously 6 years later.
Yeah.
Like I'm really feeling the run up to like end of year K-pop shows and New Year's at the moment.
Yeah.
So you did spot a bit of a controversial situation, back in New Year's Eve 2015. What
Well,
happened?
so it wasn't really a controversy at this point, but just to point out that in terms of a New Year's Eve performance, in 2015, BTS performed at MBC Gayo, which is the NBC's end of year special, and theirs airs on New Year's Eve. So BTS performed there in like 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018. But then there appears to be some beef between Big Hit and NBC. So ARMY will know that BTS is banned from ISAC because they posted selfies of them being there, and that's an NBC show. And then it was something like BTS did the Dick Clark show in America instead of going to NBC Gayo in 2019. And ever since then, no Big Hit label artists have been on NBC Gayo.
Interesting. I mean,
Yeah.
last year they did their own New Year's Eve
Yeah, which even made it
concert.
worse. And I think Big Hit artists like rarely appear on NBC music shows or anything like that.
Interesting. I
Yeah.
mean, to be fair, I do enjoy end of year, like MBC Gayo and some of those end of year shows because you get the B track songs
Yeah.
or you get some like fun non like album songs or they sing Christmas songs or whatever it is. It's just like
Yeah.
nice to see, as they would put it, a different side of them.
Yeah, so like in 2015, they opened the BTS performance, which was like only 4 minutes. It was super short. But they opened it with JK doing a solo dance to Yoongi playing the piano.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Yoongi on those white keys.
Dreamboat.
Yeah. Dreamboat. Totally. No, seriously, I'm really into that.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Okay, cool. So we know it's about a bit end of year. As Katie said, this is clearly an episode that's filmed with the rest of the other episode we've seen recently. They also mentioned that they went bungee jumping. I feel like they filmed a lot of that in that one day.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about this episode. What is this episode about, Katie?
Well, so in brief, this is kind of like a recap of the rest of the Shilmido special. But what we find out is that after filming for BTS Gayo, a member was selected as a secret spy for the Run BTS Shilmido special. And when that member was selected, you see them say it was their first time doing something like this. But obviously, those of us who have watched a lot of Run BTS, we know that this kind of like spy, mafia, betrayal thing is going to be a fixture on Run BTS episodes. But this is the first time we've got a little spy who's doing missions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they all kind of take turns becoming spies.
Yeah.
And it is very hilarious. I think some of them, I think it's like when you're caught off guard, when some of them you watch it and you're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of had that moment here.
Yeah.
But just as an aside, because you mentioned they finished filming for BTS Gayo.
Yes.
So that is, I didn't realize until today that that is also on VLive. I've been watching it on YouTube.
Oh.
And it's hard to piece the pieces together. But BTS Gayo is like Run BTS, but it's centered around K-pop.
Okay.
So it's about like doing like maybe dances. You know, sometimes like groups go on K-pop shows and do like random dance challenges, or like there's a few recent BTS episodes where they have to like guess the song. So it's like all music related. And I think it's still like there was a period of time where I had finished Run BTS. I think I finished all the boy. I mean, I was, you know, ramming through lots and lots of BTS content. And I got to a point where I was like, ooh, there's more. There's BTS Gayo. I think the only thing is, obviously, still entertaining to watch, but BTS Gayo, because it's centered around K-pop, and, like, at the time, I didn't know very much, like, old K-pop stuff. Like, it's not just K-pop in the sense, like, just BTS music, because if you think about it at that time, they only had maybe one or two albums out. So it's, like, centered around K-pop more generally. And so a lot of the references they were making, a lot of the games they were playing, it was like, I have no idea what's happening because I don't know the song or the people. But I have to say, perhaps given our own self-education of K-pop and, you know, Hallyu in the last year or two, I feel like now that when I watch shows that talk about K-pop, I do know a lot more.
Nice.
Like, I know who Soji and the boys are.
Yeah.
I know, like, obviously, BoA, Girls' Generation, et cetera, et cetera. And then, like, obviously, big OSTs from K-dramas. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that song. Or, like, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think if you know K-pop quite well anyway, outside of BTS, then I think you would probably enjoy this more. Like I said, still enjoyable because it's, you know, BTS. I feel like they did do like two seasons of it. So some in 2015, which makes sense given the premise and timing of this episode. And I think they did some later, like in 2017. But the kind of most famous BTS Gayo episode is when they made their own Spinebreaker video.
Oh, of course.
Where Jin did the choreo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a pretty iconic MV for BTS. So if you were to watch any BTS Gayo episode, I would watch the one where they make the Spinebreaker video.
Okay.
And that is the most recent one. If you search VLive BTS Gayo.
Nice.
There you go. And I love that the Spinebreaker choreo does feature in some of their concert content as well.
I mean, as I'm sure will the Super Tuna choreo.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I feel like in this week, as I think I saw a tweet that said, you know, oh, it's time for them to rest. Also, they released a whole bunch of stuff this week.
Yeah.
So it's like, are they really resting? I mean, obviously a lot of it is pre-recorded and stuff like that. But I do think that the Super Tuna will be the next Baby Shark.
Yeah, it's so catchy.
So catchy. Okay.
Yeah.
Please sing it for us, Katie. Yeah.
Catchy.
All right, so back to the episode.
Yes. So we're taken all the way back, not to the last episode, but the one before that, to that treasure hunt for snacks portion.
Yep.
And then we're just reminded that J-Hope and Yoongi didn't get flags. They didn't get flags with coupons for meals. They got like flags with little X's or blanks on their flags. Or remember, like, Yoongi tore the corner off of his. In any case, J-Hope and Yoongi aren't going to get food. And so Jimin is laughing at them.
Yep, that's right.
And then, so then we cut to a restaurant. And this is after everything. So they've been bungee jumping and everything. This is at the end. And the others begin eating. And then Jimin is like, wait, are Suga and J-Hope really not eating? So he brings them a crab so that they have something to eat. And this is like Jimin again being like Slytherin energy, but like at the end of the day, he's too cute.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Suga says J-Hope can have the crab because he'll be full just from watching J-Hope eat.
So yeah, that's like such young behavior, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, they're snacking on soy marinated crabs, which is definitely something I've heard of.
And we'll definitely eat when we go to Korea.
Yes. I think the key place for me, or the key drama for me around soy marinated crabs, is what's wrong with Secretary Kim.
I haven't, well, I tried to watch that, and then I haven't got to that soy marinated crab bit.
Okay. Yeah.
But it does appear as like a banchan or like a side dish in very many K-dramas and etc. So just wanted to take a brief moment to talk about what soy marinated crabs is.
Yes, tell us.
Because like, is it just crabs in soy sauce? Well, so it's actually raw crabs in soy sauce. So I thought in my head that it'd be cooked, but no, apparently it's raw. Wow. And it's like fresh crabs. They throw it in a soy sauce brine. And I think in the past, it was initially done so that it would kind of, as part of like a fermenting dish. So you kind of ferment the crab so that it lasts a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think everyone just eats it on a hot summer day. And it's also known as a rice thief dish because your bowl of rice will be gone in no time because you're enjoying it with the crab so much. So, yeah, I mean, the crab is infused in brine. That's like more than just soy sauce, obviously.
Yeah.
It's got like lemons. It's got herbs. It's got kelp. It's got apple, bay leaf. So it's not just like not just soy sauce.
Sounds amazing. And
they use like fresh blue crabs for it.
Wow.
When I was searching this, I did read on some public health websites that say you shouldn't be eating raw crab. But I feel like if an entire country is eating it, it's probably all right if you make it like well. I guess the only thing is just like with like cured fish and stuff like that, if it's raw. Just because you soak it in soy sauce doesn't mean, like, none of the kind of bacteria and stuff. Like, it doesn't eradicate the bacteria.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there you go.
I know. I really want some.
I know. It looks so good. Plus, like, I don't know about you. Some people don't like to eat it, but, like, the crab shell, like, the main crab shell, where it's got, like, that, I don't know what it's called in English, but... In Chinese culture, even when you steam crab, like that is the main thing that everyone goes for.
Oh.
I feel like that would be really good in a raw crab marinated soy form.
Is it like a soft shell crab?
No, so that you know the main, like, so that it's a crab has the main shell and then it's got legs, right?
Okay.
The main shell inside the shell, it's kind of got like the innards of the crab.
Okay, okay.
And it tastes kind of like uni, like sea urchin.
Mm.
And so the fact that, I mean, coming back to the episode, I mean, that is the best part of the crab. Obviously, the legs are good too, but like in Asia, in Chinese culture, at least, that is the main part. So the fact that Jimin took that part of it and gave it to J-Hope and Suga, like, that is the best part.
Oh, Jimin.
Jimin.
What an angel.
There you go. Back to non-food things. It's making me hungry.
I know, we're getting close to dinner time here.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're back to dinner and J-Hope and Suga have joined the table. So their punishment is over. And then the members are told that there has been a spy among them and that the cash prize from bungee jumping will go to the spy if the spy completed 6 out of the 9 missions they were given. Which, this is news to me. I did not ever realize there was a cash prize for bungee jumping in the last episode.
Yeah, I just thought that if they all completed the bungee jumping and got the answers right, they just all didn't get a punishment.
Yeah. Oh, well. Continuity error. So, immediately, they guess V. And they guess V... RM is the one who's sitting in the corner and he's like eating. He's like, it's V. And he just like keeps eating. And he said it's V because he like weirdly interrupted RM from dancing. And then somebody else points out that he stalled on the bungee jump.
Which is true, but I feel like both of them don't seem like sabotage. I mean, yeah, I guess it could kind of seem like sabotage.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then you also have V in the other corner who's like smiling hugely and nodding enthusiastically like, yeah, I'm the spy. But I was like, is he lying? Like, did they just catch him that quickly? So the staff start to list off some of the challenges that the spy had to do. For example, stick a hand in Suga's armpit and hit J-Hope on the back of the head. And then they provide video evidence that, yes, V did do those things. So everybody's like, wait, like, were there other things? Like, did he do them all? Is he the spy? And then they're like, I guess he's a good spy because, like, he's always doing weird things like this. So, like, we wouldn't even know.
I love how that is that, like, V is, like, the usual suspect in this scenario.
Yeah.
Where they're like, well, he always does, like, strange things that seem like V. So he could probably get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Even still today.
Yeah, exactly.
Still the one. Yeah. And then out of the darkness rises Jungkook, who is like, plot twist, is like, it's me. I was the spy. Yeah.
Which in the same token, obviously he's not as like kind of off the beaten path as V, but because he is the magne, I feel like he could get away with stuff as well.
Yes. And he totally did. Because then we run through the rest of the missions. And it's like spray water on Rat Monster. And he like spits across the table at dinner at Rat Monster. And RM's just like, what are you doing? Yeah. And just like keeps eating. And he pats Jin's butt 3 times. And he did that pre-bungee jumping. Another one is to ignore V. And V is like, oh, he always ignores me. So I didn't even notice. So another... mission, as previously discussed, hit J-Hope on the back of the head, and Jungkook does that during paintball, and we see a clip, and J-Hope is being adorably patient with him as he does it. And then, my favorite, Jungkook's Suga interactions. So, one of his missions was to pull Suga's hair.
Yeah.
And he does this in the lineup after the treasure hunt. He literally just reaches across and pulls out Suga's hair.
I know.
Like, done.
I also don't know how, like, even if you reached across someone's hair, like, pulling one hair out isn't, like, that easy to do. And he did it so quickly.
Yeah. And Suga just like didn't even react.
No.
He was just like,
Although the funniest part is when JK was like, oh, he needs to get his roots dyed.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, because obviously, like, now that I've bleached my hair, like, hashtag root woes, totally understand it. But it's just so funny because, like, if you pull out someone's full strand of hair, obviously, because it was bleach blonde Yoongi at the time, like, yeah, that was just pretty funny.
So funny.
So
And
funny.
I think there's this running thing. At some point, Jungkook said, like, oh, I can do anything to Yoongi. Like, he won't say anything to me.
I do love a Jungkook Yoongi moment.
So cute.
So cute. Like, Bon Voyage 3, I want to say, is when they were like drinking whiskey
Oh,
together.
yeah. Yeah.
Great moment. And then you have like, I mean, the latest in the soup, they've got a few moments there. But it's
Yeah.
not like that common. Like, it doesn't
No.
happen very often. They also very rarely team up as a pair.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't be the most entertaining duo
No.
because they're both pretty quiet.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the
All
next
right.
mission is also around Suga. So he has to put his hand in Suga's armpit. So he goes on the hunt for Suga, again, post treasure hunt. And he's saying that he needs to do an interview. So he's like trying to get him out of the car. And once again, Suga's just like tolerating whatever foolishness Jungkook's doing.
Yeah. He doesn't even remember his armpit being touched.
Yeah. So sweet. And then the next one, we're back to Jungkook and Jimin being adorable. So his next mission was to make Jimin say, please stop.
Yep.
And I can't believe he failed at this. Because they just show him like attempting 6 or 7 times to be so annoying to Jimin.
Yeah.
And Jimin doesn't say stop.
Yeah. I know. I
Yeah.
feel like this goes to show like their relationship. It's a true like older brother, younger brother situation.
Yeah, or even just like I mean, I just really think that they're actually like friends.
Yeah, I think they're really close.
Yeah. I've
Yeah.
heard that, I mean, I haven't, it's not like I've heard this from actual Big Hit staff, but I've heard people say that staff have said that backstage and like at concerts or anything, whenever they're backstage, Jimin and Jungkook are like always together.
Yeah, I mean, they wait for each other. They take the same car together. They fly back to Korea together.
Yeah.
Yeah, not surprising. I feel like they're, I don't think it's like a common, let's not go down a ship rabbit hole, but it's not like, I feel like JK Jimin ships are not as common. But I do really like, I want them to do a song together.
Oh, yeah,
Like,
we've
I want
never
a
really heard
JK
their
Jimin
voices
song.
together.
No. Yeah, because even when they did the unit songs for Map of the Soul 7, Jimin and JK were in separate
Yeah.
units. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is
Oh, you know what we
picture
do have,
a
Polly?
candlelit emoji. No, candlelit meme.
We have that concert footage. I mean, I think I've watched every fan cam ever of Jungkook singing Euphoria.
Oh yeah,
And
that's
there's
true,
the
that's
one
true.
where it's like very clearly Jimin backstage doing the backing vocals.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. But I do, yeah, I mean, Q army meme where like everyone's praying in a circle. Q prayer circle meme that they
Yeah.
do a song together.
Yeah, a Jungkook
Yeah.
subunit.
Yeah, that would be so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's two more missions. What else did
Yes.
he
So
do?
he failed at the Jimin mission, and then he failed to feed the cameraman because the cameraman said no as he was trying to feed him. But otherwise, he passed all the missions because the last one was just to make the V sign to the camera, which is like easy. So he passed 7 out of 9 challenges, which means he won and he got the prize money.
Yeah, I mean, he was very adorable in this episode because he was
Yeah.
so young
Yeah.
still. I mean, he's still adorable now, just in a different way.
Yeah, much more like intimidatingly attractive way. Yeah. So Jungkook closes us out. He's very cute, saying he would like to be the spy again if he got another chance, and he'll do better next time, but he'll put the cash prize to good use. And then that's a wrap on Run BTS season one. So we get a little like 90-second behind cut, which now we get full like episodes of behind the scenes. And they run a quick thank you to production staff and fans. And that's the end of Run BTS season one. And actually, spoiler, we don't get another Run BTS episode for a whole year.
But thankfully, we're baby armies, so we can watch the next episode very promptly after.
Yes.
Okay, Katie, who was the star of the show for you?
So, I thought it was going to be Jimin because of the Slytherin with the heart of gold thing again.
Yeah.
But then the reveal of Jungkook being the spy just got me right in the heart, so I switched to Jungkook.
Ooh, you got star of the show wrecked.
Yep.
Yeah, I think star of the show for me is Jimin. And number one, I remember, because I take notes whenever we watch the show, and I remember, right, and I have written it down, Jimin looks so good.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is about this era, and it actually, like, reminds me of his PTD look.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks so good with long hair, longer hair, and, like, well, kind of a light brown situation. And he just looks so happy.
Yeah.
So, first of all, because he looks great. Not that the others don't, but Jimin does look great in this episode. And I love how he was super patient with JK.
Yeah.
Despite being, like, super annoyed. I think this is coming back to your point. Slytherin energy with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. You just can't.
He's so cute. It's so cute.
So cute. Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. Wow, it was a great run.
It was. Actually, like, considering such a small, like, it was, like, only, like, 10 minutes or something, it felt like.
Yeah. I enjoyed this episode a lot more than the last couple.
Yeah, I think it packed a lot in, and you see more of them being themselves at that time.
Yeah.
Like, RM, as you say, being like, stop bothering me, and, like, you see the beginnings of his, like, Maknae line bothering RM meme videos.
Yeah.
And then you have like Suga. And I just realized, I was seeing another someone's post that like Suga's Hyung, the only Hyung for Suga is Jin.
Yeah.
So he's like very, you know, second eldest situation. And you can see that with him and J-Hope.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just like start to see a lot of the things that armies pick up on now in that video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cute. Very cute. So, do you have anything else, Polly?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm tempted to, like, try and make this soy marinated crab. Ooh. But I think I'll have to, yeah, I don't think I get crab freshly, like, delivered enough.
Mm.
Like, you need to be in a fresh crab situation.
I don't know, because I'm going south on Saturday. But I don't think crabs are really a thing in Italy. Like, I don't think they... I've never seen them at the fish market here. I'll confirm, but...
Yeah, so I'll just have to eat with my eyes. As Suga says, that watching them eat it makes me full.
There you go. All right, everybody. So join the Run BTS watch party with us. Next week, we're actually going to have a special episode to celebrate the end of season one, and it will also be our last episode of 2021 because we are running into the holidays here, so we, like BTS, are going to take a break. We will be discussing Myers-Briggs and BTS and what makes them gel so well as a group and make shows like this so watchable. So as always, tweet or DM us your thoughts at PodBangtan, and we might include them in the next podcast. And you can also join our live stream on Twitter, which will return to its usual time next week on Tuesday evenings to discuss the episode with us live.
All right, we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.